Mr. Miller?
Speaker, George Sunday delighted the guy in speaking.
Absent members be shown as excused on official state business.
House, please stand at ease. Back to order. Will the House please rise for a prayer by the Reverend Alfred Wakefield?
May we bow our heads in prayer. Dear Father, we come before you this morning as we praise your name and sincerely say thank you for all that you have done throughout this past week. You have provided for our physical needs, guided our thoughts and deliberations, and reminded us on many occasions of your spiritual presence and concern for our state, our constituents, and for us. Many prayers you have answered as you have demonstrated a great love and concern. We therefore this morning say thank you for what you have done and for what you are doing today. May we not only receive of your gifts, but also be a means through which your gifts will be received and recognized by others. Protect our state and our nation. Guide all of our leaders and give us the courage, the desire, and understanding so we will be able to walk today with you in all of our relationships. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Mr. Duncan.
Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that prayer be spread on the journal.
Hearing no objections, prayer will be spread on the journal. Will the clerk please certify as to the correctness of the Daily Journal?
Journal for the 18th day.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll move this body approve the journal as certified by the chief clerk for the 18th day.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Introduction of guests. Are there any guests for introduction to the chamber? Mr. Hayes.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to introduce two people in Gallery B from my district, and they're both with the State Board of Education, Thelma Langdon and Malcolm Roberts.
Mr. Carpenter.
Mr. Speaker, an assembly member from Fairbanks, a good friend of mine, Butch Stein, in Gallery A.
Representative Kelly.
Mr. Speaker, in Gallery A is a good friend of mine from Anchorage, no relation, Arthur F. Chip Kelly.
Are there other guests for introduction? Messages from the governor.
Dear Mr. Speaker, I have signed the following resolutions and I'm transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. House Joint Resolution Number 2, urging renegotiation of the convention authorizing the International Pacific Halibut Commission. House Resolution Number 2, congratulating Senator Stevens. Signed sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. I have no further messages from the Governor, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Communications.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Judiciary has had House Resolution 5 relating to representation of District 16 in the Alaska State House of Representatives under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Resolution 5 with the same title and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Gardner, Chairman, concurred in by Gardner, Miles, Dankworth, Rudd, and Brown. House Resolution Number 5 appears on today's calendar. The Committee on Community and Regional Affairs has had House Bill Number 5 relating to exemption from real property taxes for senior citizens under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 5 with the same title, adding an effective date, and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mrs. Rudd, Chairman, concurred in by Rudd, O.C., Lathine, Kelly, Snyder, Smith, and Phillips. House Bill 5 has a further referral to Finance. The Committee on Community and Regional Affairs has had House Bill 66 relating to the Community Legal Assistance Fund under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass with attached amendments. The report was signed by Mrs. Rudd, Chairman, concurred in by Rudd, O.C., Snyder, Smith, and Phillips. Signing do not pass, Lathine and Kelly. House Bill 66 has a further referral to Finance. The Committee on Judiciary has had House Bill 77 relating to anatomical gifts under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 77 with the same title and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Gardner, Chairman, concurred in by Gardner, Rudd, Miles, and Brown. Having no recommendation, Dankworth. House Bill 77 has no further referral. The Committee on State Affairs has had House Bill 80 relating to Alaska Native Arts and Crafts Competition under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass with attached amendments. The report was signed by Mr. Bradley, Chairman, concurred in by Bradley, Nakak, Kelly, Lathine, Dankworth, and Miles. House Bill 80 has a further referral to Finance. The Committee on State Affairs has had House Bill 86 relating to absentee voting under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 86 and that with the same title and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Bradley, Chairman, concurred in by Bradley, McKinnon, Nakak, Kelly, Lathine, Dankworth, and Miles. House Bill 86 has no further referral. The Committee on State Affairs has had House Bill 93 relating to the construction and leasing of public buildings under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass with attached amendments. The report was signed by Mr. Bradley, Chairman, concurred in by Bradley, Nakak, Kelly, Lathine, Dankworth, McKinnon, and Miles. House Bill 93 has a further referral to Finance. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference. Resolutions.
House Resolution Number 6 by Parr, Brown, Cooper, Smith, and Swanson, relating to the North Slope Hall Road.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Joint Resolution Number 13 by Gardner, Bradley, Malone, and Miller.
State Affairs and Judiciary.
Proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to the term of office of the governor.
Referred to State Affairs and Judiciary.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of bills.
House Bill Number 124 by Cooper and Brown, relating an act relating to comparative fault.
Commerce and Judiciary.
House Bill Number 125 by Duncan, Akers, Bradley, Buchholz, Malone, Miller, Nakak, Osterbach, Parr, Rudd, Schaefer, and Snyder. An act establishing the Alaska Native Education Administration Internship Program and providing for an effective date.
HESS and Finance.
House Bill Number 126 by Duncan, Akers, Bradley, Buchholz, Miller, Nakak, Osterbach, Parr, Rudd, Schaefer, and Snyder.
HESS and Finance. Excuse me. Go ahead, please, and read the title.
An act making a special appropriation to the Alaska Commission on Post-Secondary Education and providing for an effective date.
Be referred to HESS and Finance.
House Bill Number 127 by Meekins and Dankworth. An act relating to penalties for driving while intoxicated.
Judiciary.
House Bill Number 128 by the State Affairs Committee. An act relating to succession to the Office of Governor and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Judiciary.
House Bill Number 129 by Duncan and Miller. An act making a special appropriation to the Department of Public Works, Haines Boat Harbor completion and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill Number 130 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee. An act relating to the Public Employment Relations Act and providing for an effective date.
HESS and Judiciary.
House Bill Number 131 by Parr, Bradley, Brown, Gardner, and Miller. An act relating to freedom of public information and changing Rules 54, 65, and 82 of the Civil Rules of Court and Rule 13 of the Administrative Rules of Court.
State Affairs and Judiciary.
House Bill Number 132 by Parr, Gardner, Nakak, Osterbach, and Rudd. An act establishing the State Educational Incentive Grant Program and providing for an effective date.
HESS and Finance.
House Bill Number 133 by Parr, Brown, and Cooper. An act relating to selection of state land by municipalities.
Community and Regional Affairs and Finance.
House Bill Number 134 by Parr. An act relating to penalties for violation of municipal ordinance.
Judiciary.
House Bill number 135 by Parr and Brown. An act making a special appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services for a senior citizen's nutrition and recreation facility in Fairbanks and providing for an effective date.
HESS and Finance.
House Bill number 136 by Parr, Brown, Cooper, Gardner, Nackack, Osterbach, and Smith. An act relating to the Wichee Student Exchange Program and providing for an effective date.
HESS.
House Bill number 137, the governor's bills have transmittal letters. By the Rules Committee, by request of the governor. An act relating to civil penalties for discharges of oil.
Resources and Judiciary.
House Bill number 138, by the Rules Committee, by request of the governor. An act relating to private employment agencies.
Labor and Management.
House Bill number 139, by the Rules Committee, by request of the governor. An act transferring responsibility for weighing stations to the Department of Public Safety and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 140, by the Rules Committee, by request of the governor. An act relating to special officers.
Labor and Management and Finance.
House Bill number 141, by the Rules Committee, by request of the governor. An act transferring the trademark function to the Department of Commerce and Economic Development and providing for an effective date.
Commerce.
House Bill 142, by the Rules Committee, by request of the governor. An act transferring the Alaska Historical Commission to the Department of Natural Resources and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, HESS, and Finance.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar. Will the House please stand at ease? Will the House please come back to order? The reason that I asked for the at ease is that it seemed we had a minor problem again with the roll call with a voting machine on the quorum call this morning. So I'd like at this time take another quorum call, indicate if our machine is working, and also to certify the presence of a quorum. Will the members please indicate their presence by voting? Will the clerk please take the quorum?
Three absent, one vacancy.
Apparently the machine is working right now, so we'll try it on some of our business today. Brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar. Will the clerk please read the first item on the daily calendar?
House Resolution number 4, by Rudd, congratulating Jean Elizabeth Demente on her ordination into the Episcopal priesthood. No amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
House Resolution 4 is before you in second reading. Question is, shall House Resolution 4 pass the House? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Let the record show that House Resolution 4 has passed the House unanimously. Will the clerk please read the next item on the daily calendar?
House Resolution number 5 by the Rules Committee relating to representation of District 16 in the Alaska State House of Representatives. The Committee on Judiciary has had House Resolution 5 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Resolution 5 with the same title and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Gardner, Chairman, concurred in by Gardner, Miles, Dankworth, Rudd, and Brown. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
House Resolution 5 is before you in second reading. Mr. Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that the House Resources Committee substitute be accepted in lieu of the original resolution.
Judiciary Committee. Motion is to accept Judiciary Committee substitute in lieu of the original resolution. Ready for the question? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Committee substitute has been adopted.
I have one amendment on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
One amendment to the committee substitute?
Yes.
Mr. Speaker?
Mr. Parr.
Mr. Speaker, the members have copies of this amendment on their desk. I would like to, however, before moving it, to point out that there is, it says lines 9 and 10. It should say lines 8 and 9. Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of amendment number 1.
Objection. Motion is made for the adoption of the amendment. There is objection. Mr. Parr.
Mr. Speaker, if the members will look at their the original, the resolution, the committee substitute we have before us, and the proposed amendment, they will see that the sense of these two is the same. However, I have I brought this up to the committee yesterday. There was some concern, I suppose, that this might be going too far, be a little too strong, and so I decided to bring it up as a floor amendment today. If you will notice, the amendment which I am proposing perhaps restates the obvious. What it does, in my view, is push our assertion of the authority of this House as far as it can be pushed. I believe it's a little stronger than the wording in the existing committee substitute. I would ask approval of the amendment.
Mr. Urien?
Mr. Speaker, I believe the whole issue we have here is sort of an unnecessary exercise. Mr. Parr's amendment, if we were to adopt this, I suppose that during the first session of each legislature, we should pass a resolution that would say something to the effect that although we are retaining our constitutional right to judge the qualifications of our members, election, et cetera, we have decided to seat all members just to assert ourselves. And that's all we're doing in this case. I think it's totally unnecessary.
Mr. Parr?
Well, Mr. Speaker, I suppose that if the governor took certain actions every year, we might have to go through this exercise every year.
Mr. Bradley?
Mr. Speaker, I think we're the speaking on the amendment. I think where the Constitution's concerned in the three separate branches of government, that that excess prudence shouldn't be faulted, but rather commended. I don't see this as doing any damage, as Representative Parr stated in the House Judiciary. It might be overkill, but I think that's just that's my definition for excessive prudence. And I think in this regard that it's. That it shouldn't be followed, and I support shouldn't be faulted, rather, and I support the amendment.
The question is, shall amendment number 1 pass the House or be adopted? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
The ayes have it. Amendment number 1 has been adopted. Does the clerk have any further amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Miller.
Speaker, in the absence of further amendments, I'll ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for House Resolution Number 5 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage. Oh, I beg your pardon, Mr. Speaker. This is a House resolution, doesn't need to be advanced, so I guess we're ready to vote on it.
Committee substitute for House Resolution Number 5 as amended is before you in second reading. Mr. Brown.
Mr. Speaker, as has been indicated, in the discussion on the amendment, the intention of this resolution is to make sure that the prerogatives of the House of Representatives under the Constitution of the State of Alaska are protected. It doesn't necessarily finally decide an awful lot of those matters, but it makes it clear that our action by this resolution could not be at some later time construed as some sort of precedent in order to make future inroads into our constitutional prerogatives, and saves those issues for later determination. I think that the combination of this resolution plus legislation which has been introduced in this House, if passed, would make it clear that there is no such precedent and that we have protected our constitutional prerogatives. I know that many members have already discussed this matter in length, and I don't intend to go into it in detail at this time. I do urge the passage of the resolution.
The question is, shall committee substitute for House Resolution Number 5 as amended pass the House? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
The ayes have it. Committee substitute for House Resolution Number 5 as amended has passed the House. Mr. Swanson. Without objection, We'll revert to the introduction of guests.
I'd like to introduce this morning to the House of Representatives my number one son and his fiance, Bob Swanson of Dorothy Wade.
Is there any further guests for introduction? There are no further guests for introduction. We return to the consideration of the daily calendar. Will the clerk please read the next item on the daily calendar?
House Bill number 94 by Miles, Byrne, McKinnon, Malone, Meekins, Osterbach, Smith, and Swanson, an act relating to resolution of conflicts between the Alaska State Housing Authority and a regional housing authority and providing for an effective date. The Committee on State Affairs has had House Bill 94 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Mr. Bradley, Chairman, concurred in by Bradley, Kelly, Lethine, Dankworth, McKinnon, and Miles. NACX 9 do pass if amended. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
House Bill 94 is before you in second reading. Mr. Miller.
Perhaps there's amendments.
House, please stand at ease. Will the House please come back to order? House Bill 94 is before you in second reading. Does the clerk have any amendments on her desk? Mr. Miller?
Speaker, unless there are amendments, I'll ask unanimous consent that House Bill 94 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Will the clerk please read House Bill 94 in third reading?
House Bill number 94 by Miles, Byrne, McKinnon, Malone, Meekins, Osterbach, Smith, and Swanson, an act relating to resolution of conflicts between the Alaska State Housing Authority and a regional housing authority and providing for an effective date.
House Bill 94 is before you in third reading. Mr. Parr.
Mr. Speaker, I wonder if a prime sponsor could give us a few words on the bill and what problems it's solving.
The sponsor may respond if he wishes.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Miles.
Several years ago, this body authorized the regional corporations to form under their wings regional housing authorities with the idea that the existing state housing authority might not be doing the job. Subsequent to that, I became involved with the state housing authority and actively involved in stimulating the foundation and growth of several regional housing authorities. This particular bill, House Bill 94, doesn't address a problem now, but as the regional housing authorities grow and begin to get more and more into the daily operations of the housing business, I can foresee a time when there may be a conflict in a particular area. Hence, the bill is designed for one principal purpose, to give, in the event there is a conflict between the Alaska State Housing Authority and the Regional Housing Authority, give the decision-making power to the local governing body, be it the Village Council, the Municipal Assembly, or what have you.
Ready for the question? The question is, shall House Bill 94 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his vote? Mr. Duncan? Does any other member wish to change his vote? Clerk may take the roll.
Thirty-six yeas, no nays, three excused, one vacancy.
House Bill 94 has passed the House. Mr. Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that the roll call on House Bill 94 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted.
Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Bradley.
We have a brief at ease.
House, please stand at ease. That brings us to the end of our daily calendar and down to unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business to come before the House? Representative Bennett.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that my name be withdrawn as co-sponsor to HB 75.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Mr. Urien.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Lethien be excused from the call of the House on Monday, January 31st.
Hearing no objection, Mr. Lethien is excused on the dates indicated. Mr. Duncan.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to give notice of reconsideration on my vote on House Bill 94.
Clerk will please note Mr. Duncan's reconsideration. Mr. Brown.
Mr. Speaker, could we revert to introduction of guests, please?
Without objection, we'll revert to introduction of guests.
Mr. Speaker, in Gallery A, we have a gentleman from Fairbanks that many of us know quite well, Mr. Julius Kornfeind with the Electrical Contracts Association.
Any further guests for introduction? If not, we'll proceed with the regular order of business. We're under unfinished business. Is there any more unfinished business to come before the House? Special orders. Announcements of committee meetings. Mr. Brown.
Mr. Speaker, I informed some of the members of the Telecommunications Select Committee that there might be a meeting at 4. However, two other conflicts have arisen. But I would like those members to know that we are hoping that Professor Merritt, one of the telecommunications consultants, will be here tomorrow. We'll find out this afternoon. And if they could contact me, we could get together for a talk session on the subject matter sometime, maybe early tomorrow afternoon. And let's see, I had another one here, but I can't find it. If I can find it, I'll announce it.
Mr. Cooper?
Speaker, there will be an organizational meeting of the Budget and Audit Committee this afternoon at 1:15. At least that was the last word I had. I would advise the members of that committee, however, to check with Senator Homan to make sure that the meeting is on. It will be held in the House Finance Committee room. The House Finance Committee, contrary to previous announcements, will not meet today. The staff presentations, which were begun yesterday, we've decided to continue them with the subcommittee. So I'll ask the subcommittee chairman to get together with the staff and to continue those presentations on a subcommittee basis.
Representative Rudd.
Mr. Speaker, the Community and Regional Affairs Committee will meet at 9 a.m. Monday morning. We will take up House Bill 9, runoff elections in municipalities, and House Bill 75, Municipal Tax on Net Income.
Representative Gardner.
Judiciary will meet at 3 o'clock today on House Bill 76, repealing statutory references to adultery and fornication.
Representative Bradley.
House State Affairs at 1 p.m. will be taking up Executive Order 39 and several bills on DOT. We'll be hearing, I believe, exclusively from the administration.
Representative McKinnon.
Commerce will meet Monday morning at 8:30 to continue our work on House Bill 29, State Chartered Credit Unions.
Representative Parr.
Mr. Speaker, the House Committee will meet today at 3:15, dealing with House Bill 63, Guardians of Incapacitated Persons. The House Committee will not meet Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday of next week, so that the members may attend the royalty gas sale contract hearings.
Mr. Brown.
Mr. Speaker, I found my note. For the information of the members of the House, a group that seems to be a secret is meeting, and some members may wish to stop by and see what we do. The Alaska Code Revision Commission is meeting all day today and was yesterday in the conference room behind the legislative library, the old courtroom on the fifth floor. There are five commissioners, one from this House, one from the Senate, and three others, one appointed by the governor of the Bar Association and somebody else.
Is there any further business to come before the House? Mr. Miller.
Mr. Speaker, the Legislative Council will hold its first, and I think relatively brief, organizational meeting today at 4 o'clock in Representative Bradley's
State Affairs Committee chambers, room 123 or whatever it is. Mr. Speaker, I, for the information of the body, Capital 77, which is the half-hour recap that appears nightly at, I think it's 5:30 here in Juneau, and of course appears all over the state as well, will be shown every morning. In other words, the previous day's or the previous evening's Capital 77 half-hour program will be shown every morning here in these chambers at 9 o'clock. They'll be set up so that people can sit in the gallery if they want to, and also members. If that proves to be an inconvenience to members, we'll make some adjustment and change it. Also, if there's a time that would be better for the convenience of the members, we'll, you know, certainly look into that too. If anybody has any suggestions, I'd suggest that you make them, say, to the Sergeant Arms. He can collect the ideas. But for the time being, at least, the previous day's Capital 77 recap will be shown at 9 o'clock in these chambers. If there's nothing further to come before the body, Mr. Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent this body stand in adjournment till 10 a.m. Monday morning.
Hearing no objection, House is in adjournment.